This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It is always a pleasure when the former governor of the state of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, joins us. We have politics in pot on the agenda tomorrow. Yes, 420 Ventura Farms available. He will tell you all the details about it, including a party taking place for 420. Jesse, like all our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hi, Chad. How are you doing? I just got back in town. I spent this winter down in Tucson.
Oh, well, as an ASU grad, I would prefer you to spend that in Tempe myself. But how was Tucson?
Well, actually, I sold my home in Mexico.
Okay.
Because I used to be down on the tip of the Baja.
Yep.
And this is about halfway. So I now go Tucson. They told me it was a bit cold. I was a bit disappointed this winter that the temperatures were actually pretty cold, and they said it's been that way for the last 2 years, kind of out of kilter.
Yeah,
and in today's world, the way the weather is, it's right. You kind of fully expect craziness like that.
Yeah, that's our pattern right now. And if we try this modern thing called science, we can try to help that a little bit, or we can listen to people or tell it's fake news.
Sure.
It's
what silliness. Was interesting, Chad, was there was a couple days I was down there. Minnesota was only 8 degrees colder than Tucson.
Yeah, I was actually I was in Palm Desert myself, and it was actually a little nicer there. And like my friends would taunt me, "Oh, it's pretty nice back here." I'm like, "I'm still pretty good down here. I'm still okay." All right, let's start politics, then let's get to everything that's going on with your new business venture. I saw you. I watched you on Aaron Burnett last night, and the headline was, you said if you were running for the president of the United States, and if you were on every ballot in every state and were allowed to debate Joe Biden and Donald Trump, you would win. What most convinces you of that?
Well, simple, Chad. Back, if we turn the clock back to 1998, when I ran here in Minnesota, I went against Hubert Skip Humphrey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hubert Humphrey's son.
Yep.
And Mayor Coleman, Senator Coleman.
Sure.
And I won. The reason I made that statement is because Attorney General Humphrey and Mayor Coleman were not disliked. They were both popular candidates, and I just beat them, and they were two popular candidates. These two candidates, and this election is so unpopular, nobody is looking forward to it. Nobody I know is excited to vote in it. And I just think that these two are way more vulnerable because of their negative ratings. I mean, they're the two highest negative candidates in U.S. presidential history.
So I will jump in and say I have for 30-some years voted for third-party candidates, including you in 98. I have voted for other individuals who ran but didn't get to the finale because I felt like if someone runs, I want to pick the person who I think would be the best governor, senator, council member, president of the United States. Sadly, for the presidency, we're not there yet. What is going to allow us to get there, Jesse? If we're having this conversation four election cycles from now, will it still be the Democrats and Republicans dominating this? Because it probably will be, and that's a mistake.
Well, part of the problem is the media's in their back pocket, too. They're all cohorts in this. You notice how the media treats third-party candidates. They slough them off. They, you know, they channel them down. They won't, you know, give them their fair shake.
You're just giving your vote to somebody else.
It's the two-party dictatorship.
Yep, it is. I agree.
And you notice when anything threatens the two parties, they get in bed together and sing Kumbaya to stop it. That's standard operating procedure with these guys. The best way we could save our country right now, believe it or not, is to elect an independent president to send them a message. That was my big thing when I met with Robert Kennedy. I met with Robert Kennedy. He chose his running mate, but he did talk to me about it, running with him. And that's what I told, the advice that I told him, too.
So let's talk about that meeting a little bit. Remind folks, the familiar voice is Jesse Ventura with us. When you met with them, and you told Aaron Burnett on CNN last night, you met with them for a couple hours.
Yep.
If at the end of that meeting, Jesse, he would have said, I've paid attention to you for a long time. This conversation has only convinced me further that I want you to be my vice presidential nominee. Would you have said yes?
Very likely, probably.
How come?
Because to me, the differences I would have with him policy-wise right now, which we do have probably a few major ones, but I also understand the pecking order of the chain of command. And to me, the most important thing right now in this country is uniting the country back together. We're on the verge of a civil war, in my opinion, in this country, created by Donald Trump. And the point is, Democrats and Republicans are not going to solve it. It's the same as when I governed here in Minnesota. When I governed here, I had a Democratic Senate and a Republican House. Generally, whoever I sided with prevailed until the last year. The last year is when they jumped in bed together, opposed me. They wouldn't accept my budget. They came forward with their budget. I vetoed it twice. I then fooled them. I didn't seek re-election and work under their budget. And they subsequently put Minnesota in a $5 billion deficit because they politicized the budget in an attempt to get me. And I fooled them. I didn't seek re-election. And they were left with, what do we do now? How do we fix our own mess? But you see what I'm getting at? They will sacrifice the people for their own political gain. And that's what you have with the two parties. So getting back to Bobby Kennedy,
yep,
to me the most important thing was having the opportunity to defeat these two parties and send a message to them. You don't want to do your job? Fine. We'll elect independents to come in here. What a message that would have been to send these two parties to not elect their two choices and to send two neutral people in there. That would be the opportunity for the American voter to put these two parties back in place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I want to get to Ventura Farms in just a couple questions. Let me stay with this. When you found out the RFK Jr. had selected someone else, were you disappointed?
No, not a bit, because I can stay retired. I can focus on my new job. He probably saved my life when he made another choice. Because I would have had to go 100% full bore. I don't run to lose. And the only thing I'll say is this. In my opinion, Bobby made a choice. And I disagree with it, because in a third-party race, you make a choice for votes, not money.
Yeah, that seems like what he did.
And no, people fall under, I call it the Hillary Clinton syndrome. And that's where Donald Trump beat Hillary. And what the Hillary Clinton syndrome is to me is you go out and hold fundraisers. Well, what did Donald Trump do? He did what I did. He held rallies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to me, they live under this premise that somehow money equals votes. And to a certain extent, it does, of course, because you can hire more people to go out there and try to get your votes. But I don't believe necessarily money wins an election, because I proved it. Chad, I only raised $300,000 when I won governor of Minnesota.
What one Trump question. You know, it's not like you guys were best friends, but you knew each other years before when he was mainly a centrist, center left. He would work with whoever benefited him. Okay. He now occasionally bumps into the truth. About once every couple of weeks, he says something which is accurate. What do you think happened?
Nothing. I think it's him.
That's just who he's been all along?
Yep. I don't think anything happened.
All right, let's talk.
I mean, this is a guy who bought his way out of military service. You know, he's lived for himself his whole life. He was his father and him, the properties they had and all that, and you know, his real estate empires and all that. To me, he hasn't changed. He's the same person.
Okay, let's talk Ventura Farms. Why are you doing this?
Well, I'm doing this because I'm fully dedicated to cannabis and to marijuana, because it saved, I think I've told you the story, but it saved our lives. The first lady, over a decade ago, she developed epileptic seizure disorder and was seizing 2 to 3 times a week. And these were the kind of debilitating seizures, Chad, where down on the floor, making sure she's not swallowing her tongue, making sure she's breathing. I mean, they were hell, to put it bluntly.
Yep.
And went to the doctor. They put her on 4 different seizure medicines, one after the other with pharma. None of them worked. They all had bad side effects. In desperation, we drove to Colorado, who had lifted the prohibition. They were, thank goodness for Colorado. They lifted the prohibition. We went out there illegally, and our friends went in and bought us the drops under the tongue. that we had heard about. My wife took the drops under the tongue that day over a decade ago and has not had a seizure since.
Well, as a father of someone who has a son who suffers from seizures, that resonates greatly with me. So let's talk a lot about your work with Retro Bakery and the party, which is going to take place, and then the product, which you're going to provide. By the way, I am available to sample the product. I am willing to try said product, and we'll have no hesitation in trying said product.
Okay, great. We'll be happy to give you said product.
Sure. Let's go.
Chad, all I ask from you is go on your show and tell people how good it is.
Yeah, I'll give an honest appraisal. I will. So how about tomorrow's party? Tell me about it.
Well, it's really, you ought to be talking to my son.
Okay.
Because Tyrell's the one. In fact, this is truly his business. Let me explain that. It's him and three of his partners. They got together 3 to 4 years ago and looked at doing a business venture, and this is what they came up with, and they approached me, and I was more than happy to lend them my name, likeness, and all the copyright stuff that goes with Governor Jesse Ventura. And for me in this whole deal, here's what I want out of it. You know, I've done a lot of things, and I've known for a lot of things, from wrestling to politics to you name it. But now my goal, I want to achieve what Paul Newman did.
Yeah.
Putting his face on the spaghetti sauce and all that. There's a whole generation that doesn't even know Paul Newman was an actor.
Yeah. And he might be the greatest actor ever.
Well, he's up there.
Yeah.
And yet they know him for spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
He's the guy with the picture on the spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I want to do with cannabis. I want my picture with it. And I want to generate young generations to come up and go, oh, that's Jesse Ventura. He's the guy on the cannabis gummies.
What's the best way for the audience to find out more about Ventura Farms?
Go to the Internet, of which I don't do. You know, I'm still Internet ignorant and all that, but I would tell you, you know, go to Ventura Farms, go to Retro
Bakery, Retro Bakery. Yep.
Yeah. Go to any of that on the Internet. We've got packages there. In fact, we're naming them. We've got a whole thing, and we simply named it Lake Street.
There we go. I like it. All right, I got to go.
It's the Lake Street package, because we're trying to make it and tie it in with me, and I grew up by Lake Street.
I know you did. That's great stuff. I always appreciate it, sir. Let's chat again soon. I wish you only the best with your new venture.
Okay, thanks, Chad. We'll get that care package to you, and I'll let you sell it for me.
I will. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Have a good one.
Jesse Ventura here on CCO at 52 Past 12.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.